Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it, and check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget all the other things you can do there at Small Business Heaven at my website, jbsba.com. And don't forget, I'm on the road. I'm actually, this will be the last visit I'll have on the road today, and next time I'll be back to regular. Notice I never say normal on this show. Nothing is about anything that we do is normal, but I'll be back to regular when the next time you hear from me. But as I said, on the road, sometimes the technology makes it sound a little bit less than perfect, and so my normally lilting voice is probably about 94% of the quality that it usually is. And if our guest this half hour, Jorian Clark's voice, sounds a little better than mine, it's just because her voice is a little more lilting than mine in any way. She's our good friend. She's the president and the founder of a company called Spectracom, and she's one of the main people in our brain trust that helps us make sure that our websites and all the things that we do online is ready for prime time. Jorian Clark, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim, and I think your voice sounds just terrific.
That's a good line. That's a good one. Thanks, Jorian. It's good to have you back, as always. Jory, I've been saying that you're going to help us make sure we're ready for prime time online, and one of the things I know you've got on your mind today is what women are doing online, and I've been dying to find out what they're doing. What are they up to?
Yes, well, it's a series of reports were just released in the last few months, trying to profile better the audience that's on the internet and where they're going, what they're doing, and so on. So, because many of our purchasers for many of our businesses are women, because they still determine most of the household purchasing, I thought it might be helpful to really understand what is going on. So the first thing that's interesting is that right now, currently 63% of all women in the United States are online. And in another
63%?
63%.
As opposed to how many men?
Actually, that's the total base of women. Is compared to men, 51% more women are online than men. So 51% of the total population.
I see.
Meaning the fact that there are more women than men in the population. There are more
women. So there are 51% of the population is online?
51%, right.
And 63% of those are women?
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes, yeah. And what's coming up is in 2 years, by 2006, they're predicting that 70% of all women. So that means, for example, they count my grandmother, your grandmother, and, you know, they may not even have computers yet, though a lot of grandmas do.
Right.
So it's important to know that they are actively online, and that's something that's going to continue to grow as time continues on.
Well, and let's remember that grandmas today are not like grandmas when you and I were first knew we had a grandma.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, there's a very interesting book that's out there right now that is by a grandma, Dorothy Rosencrantz, 73 years old, who's written a book about playing around, My Adventures on Zone.com, which is a gaming area on MSN.
Right.
So she's now being sent around the country to do a book signing tour for MSN, talking about playing games online and finding friends.
I see.
So
that's interesting.
It's gone and seeped into the everyday experiences that women are having.
You know, Jorian, 10 years from now, will there be anything that we touch that's not connected somehow, that's not online, that's not connected to the Internet in some way, fashion, or form? I mean, our appliances, our automobiles, is there anything that's not going to be 10 years, say, maybe even 5 years from now?
Yes, yes. You know, we can put our heads in the sand, but it's not going to stop anything from happening.
It's like trying to hold back the tide, isn't it?
Exactly. And part of the reason why people are going online is because it's a very easy way to source information. And that's, of course, what the majority of women say that they do online, is that they're sourcing product information.
So the time that they're spending is not, they're not just going and buying. They're doing basically like they do when they go to the stores. They shop.
Yes.
Shopping means doing the due diligence on the products that you're buying, right?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. 80% say that they actually research information online, whether they buy it online or they go to the store to buy it. They do all their homework first online.
See, I'm expecting any day now, I'm expecting my wife to come home, and instead of saying she's been shopping, which could mean to me that she's been spending our money, she's going to say, I've been conducting some due diligence.
Yes.
What do you think? Can't you see
there
that
you
happening?
There you go. Absolutely.
Jorian, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got some more due diligence coming up for you right after these messages. When we come back, we're going to find out what kind of products the ladies are looking for. What are they shopping for? What are they doing the due diligence on? That's coming up after these messages with our... Be right back with our good friend Jorian Clark. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate is 20 Till. Back at 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Amanda Austin is going to join us, and she's with the NFIB. And Amanda is going to talk to us about association health accounts, ASAs, I think they're called. They're like HSAs, only a little bit different. And so we're going to talk about that. I think this is something that most small business owners are going to want about it. I think you want to know about. I think you remember Administrator Barreto mentioned it a little bit in the previous hour. And so we're going to get the lowdown on that with Amanda Austin. That's coming up in the next show. Barbara Weltman will join us. She's one of our top tax experts. As we make the run up to April 15th, we're going to get Barbara to give us another rundown on some tax tips for us. Georgia Donovan is one of our top business etiquette experts. She's going to make sure that we know how to mind our P's and Q's online, and not only online but in person. And then Rosalind Glickman is going to help us with our thinking. She's going to help us optimize our thinking, and that's coming up in the show straight ahead. We're visiting with our good friend Jorian Clark, and we're talking about women online, right, Jorian?
Yes, yes, yes. And there's a couple of things that's interesting. For example, women, 60% of women say that they just don't have enough time for their personal needs. 48% of men say that. And the higher the income, the more women feel that they don't have enough time. So, of course, what are they doing is they're turning to the Internet in order to help them cope with their lives, make their lives more simple.
But unlike time is a commodity because it's the same for everybody.
Yes.
But unlike a soybean or corn that we can grow more of, we're not making any more time. We only have the same amount of time. So what I think I hear you saying is that they're using the Internet to save them time, but while they're on the Internet, that's got to be taking them away from other things. What are they leaving in favor of the Internet?
Yes. Well, we took a look to see, because it's important to know how to advertise, how to market your product, what are the different media channels that they're turning to, and interestingly enough, they say that the Internet and radio are the least likely to be removed from the online working woman's routine.
So the two areas that they're not giving up are listening to the radio and using the Internet.
Yes, yes.
Now, so what does that say for television, for magazines and newspapers?
Yes, they're decreasing their time with TV, magazines, and newspapers.
Wow.
So if you've traditionally just run ads in the newspaper in order to reach your target audience, if you are trying to reach women, you may want to think about running online ads or radio ads.
Right.
Now, that may sound self-serving because I'm on a radio show, but that is the reality. And this
Let me tell you something else, Jorian. That number probably really spiked back in November of 97 when I started doing my show.
Yeah.
I'm sure that really kind of gave that trend a bullet when my show came on the air, don't you think?
I'm sure that's it.
Well, that's out of my mind. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, what do we do with that information, Jorian?
Well, it's important then to understand what is the type of content and what are they doing online. Now, I think I mentioned that they're online at lunchtime and they're online heavily after the end of the day, meaning at lunchtime. They're using that time to quick make some health information, travel information, weather information, product information. They're searching for information that will make their lives easier.
So in the old days, where you'd see them scurrying out of the office at lunch to grab a quick burger and run to the mall and frantically run around to find who's got this or that. Now they're actually maybe taking a salad into the office and staying online and shopping around to see who's got what they need.
They're hunched over their monitor, clicking away as fast as they can.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
That's a couple of implications. Here's a simple one. Obviously, if you're a food manufacturer, make something they can snack at right at their desk. But for those of us who aren't in that business, you need to know that that's why the navigation on your website is so important, because they don't have time to spend 30 minutes surfing around trying to find your information. They have to be able to get to your site, figure out where things are, be able to drop into a search function, and be able to search to find what they're looking for on your site, and then be able to print it and take it with them later.
Well,
so if you don't have your website set up to print, then it's not going to get to the hands.
Absolutely, and because one of the things we know about women, they do the research, don't they? I mean, they make sure that when they make a purchase that they've checked it out. And men are a little more, I think men are a little more spontaneous about things than that. But women check these things out, don't they?
Yes. Well, and a lot, in order to understand their online usage habits, think about their offline usage habits.
Managing the budget.
Women love to go to a store and walk up and down the aisles and go to two or three stores, and then they might come back and buy the very first thing they bought, but that's the experience they're having. Well,
there's one thing missing, though, Jorian. There's one thing missing in the online experience, and having shopped with, having been in a lot of stores, watching women shop, some of them who knew me and some of them who didn't. One of the things that we know that women do when they walk in a shop is they have to touch things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't just walk up to a rack of clothes and look. They got to touch them, and so are we ever going to be able to make that possible online?
Well, I think that you can substitute some of those tactile experiences with the technology that's now available, but there's going to be some you're just not going to do. I mean, I think it's going to be a long time before we get smells over the computer, and that might be a good thing.
But you know what? How about a link to say, click here to order a swatch?
Yes.
You know, I've seen locations, sites where you could actually get an enlargement of what the fabric weave looked like.
Yes.
See, that's a good idea. You don't get to touch it, but you sure get to see, what the fabric, the quality of the fabric looks like.
Yes.
Stand by. We're going to come right back. When we come back, folks, I want to ask Jorian about all that time that they're looking to save. I think that's a critical point for you and me to pay attention to. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with Jorian Clark. He's the president of Spectracom. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, having more fun than the law allows. I always do, and our good friend Jorian Clark joins us. Jorian is the president and the founder of Spectracom. She's an outstanding entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen, one of the finest entrepreneurial minds I've ever known, and especially with her perspectives on the internet, on how to penetrate the marketplace, the online marketplace, and how to make sure we do a good job. And Jorian, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about Spectracom, please.
Sure. We call ourselves a company that helps other companies blend strategy, design, and technology to reach people effectively. And that means not only do we look at reaching to new audiences for an organization, but we also look at how can they communicate internally with either other people within their company that may be remote or other divisions that may be separated geographically. And it's really all about how to use technology to communicate more effectively, to save money, or to make more money.
What you're talking about is using the internet to create your own intranet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'll tell you something, that is a tool that can be really powerful, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And we certainly invite people to take a look at our website, which is www.spectracom.com. And there we have some of the same strategy tips that we're talking about every week we put up a new tip for people to understand better what this medium can do for them.
Right.
But one
check
of the
that out
that
when you get a chance, folks. Spectracom.com. Joanie, tell us some other things that women are doing online.
Well, let me read you some facts. For example, 67% of new mothers use the Internet for information on parenthood and family subjects. Moms who buy online use Net weekly to research information, 80%, 57% research purchases, 23% buy items, 11% send e-greetings, and 6% do chat rooms to go talk to each other about the things they're working through in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Support groups.
Yes, support groups. And one of the more interesting support groups that we came across was something that's come up, which is called Marine Moms Online, which is a website where the family members of people who are over fighting the war can get together and really support each other
right.
in order to get through this tough time.
Right.
So
absolutely.
It's not only products, but it's emotions and it's support. It's really making their lives easier and safer.
And those elements are what is helping the Internet become part of our culture, not just part of our marketplace.
Yes, yes. We expect with more and more people connecting up through not just telephone lines but broadband connections that pretty soon the Internet will be on all the time in the household, similar
yep.
to sometimes in the past how people have left televisions or radios on.
Exactly. Jory, one of the things that I've observed about people is that more and more of us are valuing our time more than our money. And so what can we do, and women are doing this right now. I know that they're doing this because I see them doing it. What can we do on our websites, in our online strategy, to make sure that we're helping them to save time and, even if it costs them a little bit more money?
Yes, yes. Well, it's important to actually take a look with new eyes and see, for example, does the tone of voice that you're using in both the copy tone as well as the visual appearance, is that appealing to your target audience? Have you designed it from the inside out, meaning have you designed what you think is important or have you designed what your user will think is important?
Right.
Have you used navigation where they can quickly understand a heading or have you said things like important places? Well, what does that mean to anyone except for you?
I was just going to say, Jory, and from things like giving directions and orienting people around a website, I'm not going to get into any of the women in direction things, Jory, don't worry, but that I think that means that, guys, you need to have women be part of your navigation team. Does that make sense, Jory?
Absolutely. And, I would sit a couple of, just if you can't afford full market research, just sit a few of your target audience down and do what I call mother-in-law research,
yeah.
which is just give them a task of 10 things maybe you hope your website is communicating, and then just observe them. Now, that's going to be hard because you're going to want to say, oh, no, you click here. Oh, no, you go there. But if that's what you have to say, then you better figure on cloning yourself.
Put tape over your mouth, right.
Right.
Jory, I'm
right.
afraid that's going to have to be the last word because we got to go. It's always fun when you're here. Thank you for all the great information. Thank you for all you do for small business.
Well, thank you, Jim. Pleasure being
here. Jory and Clark, ladies and gentlemen, with Spectracom. That's Spectracom.com. She'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.